Jared McGinnis joins me now at Commodity Classic. Jared, what is your official job title?
I'm the division marketing manager for 7 and 8 series tractors for John Deere.
Well, you guys have rolled out some new tractors and some new upgrades to your tractors. Tell me a little bit. Let's start with the 7 series. What are folks going to find?
Well, probably the two biggest changes on the 7 series tractors are the new Command View 3 cab that's got increased seat swivel, quieter. It's a quieter cab because it's got a laminated front windshield and new command arm with a brand new command center.
So let's talk about that command center a little bit. It's so important for folks to have so much information at their fingertips. And we talk about these being mobile offices, you know, more so than anybody's vehicle has ever thought about being.
Absolutely. We try to get more and more integration into that screen. So the first thing we did was made it a 10-inch screen so you can see more at a glance. Then the next thing was work on intuitiveness because, you know, we've got, well, one of the sayings that we throw around kind of as a joke is so easy my dad can use it. And sometimes that could be myself referencing my 70-year-old father, or it could be my 11-year-old daughter talking about me. So we want that technology to be very friendly, easy to use, and we think we've accomplished that with the new command center, more integration. It's going to have remote display access, so you can set in your office and maybe help an operator out make a change in a setting in the field. And, of course, we still have JD Link on these tractors and just more and more technology that we hope to be very easy and friendly to use.
They sometimes seem, you know, vehicles on the road, vehicles in the field. It's almost like driving a computer these days.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of technology right there at your fingertips.
What are you hearing from customers? You know, these have been around. We talked about these back in the fall, and now we're going into spring. Are you guys in production now?
For the 7s, we just started shipping the first tractors in February, so some customers are getting their hands on them, but we haven't gotten any field time from customers other than our test cooperators that were using the early production, pre-production builds. But everything's been great so far.
So we'll keep our fingers crossed that all goes well. Now, looking forward at the 8 series, what's new there?
Well, for the 8 series, they too will get the Command View 3 cab with those updates. New engines for both of these. They both meet the new final Tier 4 engine requirements from the emissions standpoint. Both tractors now are going to have to use diesel exhaust fluid to do that, which, you know, we tried and we went as long as we could without putting that burden on our customers, but at this point we have to. But we think we've come with a solution that will provide the most performance and the best fluid efficiency possible. The 8s also have a lot of other great updates. Larger rear tires available, so more traction to the ground. New wheel weights that are easy to take on and off, so you can change your ballast very quickly. And right here we're looking at LED lights are staring us in the face. And those are both on the 7s and 8s. So brighter, cleaner light, and they use less current than our current lights.
Well, and then I think, didn't I hear somewhere that, you know, that with the addition of your swivel seats and everything, but an option for a refrigerator, or is that only on the combines?
We now have a refrigerator in the new Command View 3 cabs. So small little refrigerator, keep your lunch cool, keep a few cans of soda cool. It's definitely something that people have asked for a very long time.
Sure beats those leaky coolers from time to time. Now, you know, we've talked about these being such a mobile office, and we say mobile because they are something that moves, even though you're working out in the field. How are you, how does this increase or help increase the grower's productivity?
Well, if we look at that command center, we think the two ways they're going to increase productivity is, since it's easier to learn, they can spend more time working, less time either learning themselves or training another operator. And then you pull something in like remote display access. I think that'll save a lot of time for the owner of the tractor because they can have an expert, whether it's themselves online with the operator that could literally be halfway around the world, and they could be looking at the screen and the tractor, you know, advising them on next steps. Or maybe it's the dealer. The dealer's helping them out, guiding them through a change that they need to make. And then the integration, you know, we get more and more of our AMS products integrated into the cab, integrated into the wiring of the tractor, so it's all there. easy to use, and ready to go.
Well, it sounds like a great product still from John Deere. Anything else you want to tell me about these fabulous tractors?
Well, the one thing that I glossed over, the Sevens have a new E23 power shift transmission. Very simply, it's a 23-speed transmission that has the intelligence of an IVT, so it'll shift up and throttle back for the customer, saving fuel, and should be a very efficient, economical transmission for us.
He is Jared McGinnis, and we are with John Deere at the 2014 Commodity Classic. I'm Leah Guffey.